Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We ended our last broadcast to talk about all the objections of Professor Todd Green, who is a liberal professor of Luther College, who gives this lecture to some audience, which he titled Islamophobia and the 2020 election. He made fun of Mr. Trump and all the Republicans as best as he can. And for the next two broadcasts, I'm shocked to know that Professor Green is attacking Hillary Clinton herself. That is to also not give her a fair share that she was doing what is right. But she was committing the same error like most Americans by not defending the Muslims, by not speaking the truth about how wonderful Islam is and how peaceful and great helpers are the Muslims who live among us here in America. So today we'll be talking about Muslims who serve in our military, specifically the Kahan family. This is a family of Officer Hayam Ayan, who was killed in Iraq in 2004. And the liberals used this family as propaganda for the 2016 election, simply to attack Mr. Trump, as they always do, found any excuses to make Trump look bad and use it to destroy his character. So without further ado, I want you to listen carefully to what Professor Green said in his lecture.
For the Clinton campaign, Clinton certainly had her moments, the most significant of which was the Democratic National Convention, where she had an opportunity in terms of the drama of the DNC convention, right, to take a shot back at Trump, particularly for the Muslim ban proposal that he had articulated back in 2015. And in doing so, what she does is gives a platform to Khizr and Ghazala Khan, who are the parents of Captain Humayun Khan. And Captain Humayun Khan was a American military officer in Iraq who died when his base was attacked by a suicide terrorist bomber in 2004. And he's a Muslim. Humayun Khan is a Muslim, buried in Arlington National Cemetery. And his story becomes headline news and front and center in the Democratic National Convention as his parents both tell the story of their son, his service in the military, his sacrifice, and also use this as a way to take a shot at Trump for his bigotry and his targeting of Muslims, including but not limited to the Muslim ban. And politically, at least, I'll say this was quite effective. Donald Trump aside, who still found a way to take a shot at these two, particularly the Ghazala Khan, most candidates and most prominent figures, even in the Republican Party, did not touch this. There is some kind of orthodox narrative about not criticizing the Gold Star family that's tended to work here. If I had more time, I would quibble a little bit about the way this was done, but generally speaking, politically, I think it was an effective way of trying to counter Islamophobia.
So here is the summary of Professor Green. We're talking about Captain Humayun Khan, who was serving as an American military officer in Iraq, and who was killed when his base was attacked by a suicide terrorist bomber in 2004. A Muslim was attacked by a suicide bomber, not an American who was killed by a Muslim believer. That's how Professor Green sees it. Because trust me, the suicide bomber was a Muslim believer, and he did not know Officer Kahan from Adam. And he did not know that he would be killing another Muslim, but he was simply killing a bunch of American infidels. But the most important fact is this, that this story became a headline news front and center in the Democratic National Convention. Why? It is simply to be used as a way to take a shot at Trump for his bigotry and target at Muslims, including but not limited to the Muslim ban. This is exactly why the Liberal Party manipulated this father and mother of Officer Humayun for their propaganda in their convention, just simply to make Trump look bad and to make the Democrat Party a loving and respected party for the Muslims of America, especially those who died for America. So Hillary Clinton did not do enough for Professor Green to attack Mr. Trump in this golden opportunity. And notice here, Professor Green is repeating the same lies about Mr. Trump to be a bigot for not allowing Muslims to come to America. He wants to ban them, as he suggested in 2015, simply to convince his audience that Mr. Trump is an Islamophobic. How dare Mr. Trump to suggest we should ban Muslims from coming to America? And I do not know how many times liberals will continue to repeat the same propaganda to convince us that it is not right for Mr. Trump to ban any Muslims from coming to America. Even all these Muslim jihadi organizations must have the right to come to America. How dare our politicians should even suggest we should know who are the one who's coming to America or to ban any Muslims from coming to America, especially when we know that even Obama himself said that these six countries, which Mr. Trump suggested we should not allow Muslims to come from, must be looked at seriously because these people do not have any evidence of who they are. There is no paperwork. How in the world do you think we can vet these Muslims who are coming to America if we do not know their names or their ages or anything about them? But it is the same technique which is used by Joseph Goebbels, whom we talked about many times in the past. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people eventually come to believe it. And that is the reality of naive Americans. No, once again, we respond to this propaganda by saying Mr. Trump was doing what is right. Not only we should ban the Muslims from coming to America, but we should also know exactly who are the Muslims who live with us in America. Once again, I repeat the number, because if we believe that there is only 1% of the Muslims who live in America are Muslim believers, which liberals call radicals or extremists, that means we do already have in our midst in America 100,000 Muslim men and women who want nothing but the destruction of America. How in the world can we allow these 100,000 people to live freely in America and we add to them few more to please Professor Green? But now let us talk about Officer Kahan, who died for America. Was he really a Muslim soldier? Because if you want to believe that this soldier, whose his parents were given that golden opportunity to attack and mock Mr. Trump, claiming that he is a bigot, if that soldier is a real Muslim, would he have fought for America to kill the Muslims of Iraq? What does Sharia teach about Muslim killing other Muslims for the love of the infidels? Does this make any sense? You see, the problem with Professor Green is this. He is ignorant of Islam, or he knows it and he is literally deceiving his audience, the American people, about what Islam is. I do not have the third option. He is deceived or he is a deceiver. Because according to Sharia, my friends, no Muslim ever should join any of the military forces unless for a strategic goal, for the purpose of infiltrating our military forces, like exactly what Muslims have been doing in Russia. Do you know that the percentage of Muslims who live in Russia are less than 20%, but those who are serving in the Russian army are almost 40%. And that's why Russia will go in war against Israel in the end of time to fulfill the prophecy which is written in the Bible. It is Muslim infiltration into the Russians' military. What about the Muslim soldiers of America? Let me put it this way. If the Muslims in America are serving in our military branches for the hope to infiltrate and to control our military in the future, that will make sense. But if they are joining our military for the love of America, to protect America, these Muslims are no longer Muslims. But they are worse than hypocrites who must be killed by the hand of the Muslims. These are the facts, not because Usama Dakdok said so, but because Allah said so.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
And now let me quote for you the evidence and the proof that Muslims cannot ever, ever join the U.S. forces to protect America. You see, in Quran chapter 3, verse 151, Allah said, "And do not kill the soul which Allah forbids except for a just cause." What is the interpretation of that verse by any Muslim scholar of your choice? The answer is this: the Muslim soul is the soul which Allah forbids from being killed. And the Muslim soul can only be killed in three cases. And that is the just cause according to the teachings of Muhammad in the Hadith. As Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, said, the blood of the Muslim cannot be shed except in three cases: in the case of murder, in the case of adultery, and in the case of apostation, that is, leaving Islam. Let us look at reason number one, why a Muslim blood must be shed. That is, in the case of murder. Murder in what? Killing a Christian? Killing a Jew? Of course not, because Allah commands the Muslim believers throughout the Quran to kill the Jews, to kill the Christians. So the murder here is talking about the killing of other Muslims. Muslims who kill Muslims must be put to death. That is the practice of Sharia. That is the command of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. Muslims can never be a Muslim and kill another Muslim. Such people are worse than hypocrites. They actually become traitors, not Muslim believers. You know what Allah said in the Quran about the punishment of the hypocrites? They are to be put to death. And who are the hypocrites? But the one who refused to fight with the Muslims against the infidels or supports them financially. And where do we learn about that? It is in Quran chapter 3 and verse 167. As Allah said, and that he might know the hypocrites, and it was said to them, come engage in war for the sake of Allah or contribute. They said, if we know how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are closer on that day to infidelity than to faith. They say with their mouths what is not in their hearts, and Allah knows best where they hide. This is the reality of the hypocrites among the Muslims. And by the way, according to Quran chapter 9 and verse 73, the punishment for such hypocrites is death, as Allah taught Muhammad and the Muslim believers the following: O you prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites, and be harsh with them, and their abode will be hell, and evil is the final place. What about the Muslims who will join the U.S. military to fight other Muslims? You know what? We got a verse for them in the Quran, and that is Quran chapter 5 and verse 33. And there we read, surely the reward for those who war against Allah and His Messenger and go about to vandalize on the earth is only that they will be killed or crucified or have their hands and legs cut off on opposite sides, or they will be banished from the earth. This is their disgrace in this world, and in the hereafter they will have a greater torment. That is exactly the punishment of Allah to any Muslim who will ever join the U.S. military forces to engage in war against other Muslims. That's why, as I said to you earlier, there is no way under the blue sky a Muslim can be called an American, join our military to fight and kill other Muslim believers. So what is the conclusion, my friends? If Officer Kahan was a true Muslim believer, he should have never gone to war to fight for America against the Muslim of Iraq. But if he was a deceived Muslim, that means he made a needless sacrifice. Believe me, my friends, do not listen to the propaganda of the liberals or the Muslims of America. Once again, there is no such a thing as a Muslim man or a woman who will join our military to fight for America, especially when we know they're fighting against the Muslim believers. Such people must be killed by the hand of the Muslim believers simply because they are traitors to the Muslims. So in simple words, Professor Green, your soldier, Officer Kahan, was not a true good Muslim believer. For if he was a Muslim believer, he would have never joined our U.S. military and fought against the Muslims of Iraq. And the sad thing, as you said, our American politicians will not say anything. They will not criticize a Gold Star family because of political correctness, especially if the soldier who died was a Muslim. But with all respect, the American people have no clue what Muslims believe and why Muslims in America are joining our military branches. And I'm sorry that Hillary did not take that golden opportunity to attack Mr. Trump, to expose Mr. Trump, how evil he is, to disrespect the Muslims who are fighting for America. My friends, the worst thing we have ever done in America is that we allowed Muslims to join our military branches because they are there for one simple reason, which is to destroy our military, if they are true Muslim believers, as we have seen it so many times, and neither the media nor our politicians will talk about it. That is when Muslims betray us, attacking and killing Americans, not only overseas in the battlefields, but even here in America. Once again, let me remind you of Major Nidal Malik Hassan. That is a Muslim man who killed 13 American soldiers and a baby, and he wounded 35 more. This is the reality of true Muslim believers. This is the man who named himself SOA, that is Soldier of Allah, not a soldier of the USA, but Soldier for Allah. That is the true nature of Muslim believers who join our military branches. And even when we went to trial, we did not have the guts to criticize him. When the judge was forced by Obama and Eric Holder to allow that wicked soldier to not shave his beard as he stood before the judge, which goes against the laws of our military branches, because now he declared that he's no longer hiding in secret to fight against America, as he killed and shed the blood of Americans here in Fort Hood, Texas. And instead of we criticize him and order him to shave his beard, no. We did the opposite. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder changed the laws to appease the Muslims who serve us in our military branches. That is by allowing them to serve with a full-grown beard. And the Muslim ladies, they can serve while wearing the hijab. That is exactly why Muslims join our military. Let me add one more thing, very important. For all the Muslims who are willing to die for America, as liberals will say, those who are serving this country, we need to respect. We need to recognize by allowing them to have their Sharia in our military. Which means what? They will not be served unlawful food. They will not be served the meals during the day, during the month of Ramadan. We have to respect the Muslims by allowing them to have their meals during the night because they're fasting during that month, the month of Ramadan. We will allow them to have breaks during the day so they can do their 5 daily prayers. We will allow them to do this. We allow them to do that. And that is exactly why our Muslim neighbors joining our military branches. It is simply because they will infiltrate America. That is the greatest destruction of America, Professor Green. It is the enemy from within. That's exactly how America will be destroyed from within, who are serving in our military branches. Can you imagine with me, ladies and gentlemen, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when our leaders in our armies are Muslim believers, when the leaders of our Congress are Muslim leaders, when the leaders of our court system are Muslim judges, and on and on and on, Muslim here, Muslim there, America, as we know it now, will no longer exist. When the Muslims of America will have the upper hand and they will practice what is written in Quran chapter 47 and verse 35. That's when Allah said, do not be weak and do not call for peace when you have the upper hand. That is the day where we can kiss America goodbye. So Professor Green, with all respect, I know you don't like Hillary Clinton because she did not fight for the Muslims, as we're going to see even in our next broadcast, by honoring the Muslims. But you want to use the Muslims. And that is your problem with Hillary Clinton, as it is your problem with anyone who have any logic or common sense to speak the truth about Muslims and Islam in America. We're just simply a bunch of Islamophobic people, and you are the only one who got it right. But in fact, the opposite is true. And we will prove this as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And to continue our study, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.